Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Phil, how so?
Well, let's take a look at the Bay Bridge, for example. What we're seeing is that people are returning to the pre-pandemic levels of getting in their cars and getting around, but not necessarily getting in their cars and going to work, at least not in the numbers that they have in the past. What we're seeing is that, yes, traffic is returning to the Bay Bridge, but not so much as the San Mateo and the Dunbarton in the South Bay, which were the funnels into Silicon Valley from the east part of the Bay. We're also seeing the Richmond-San Rafael. That's got heavy, heavy traffic. But what's really interesting is some of the times of the new traffic jams, and that's on the weekends. I mean, anybody who's been to a Giants game or been out and about on the weekends can't help but notice the traffic is increasing substantially when it comes to getting around on Saturday and Sunday. So, yep, we're getting in our cars, we're getting out, but BART, for example, even today, as it expanded its trains to go till midnight, is still only running at 20% capacity, which shows that people aren't really going back into the offices to work. They're staying at home, but going out on the weekends.
It is pretty stunning. I worked actually a couple weekends ago, maybe it was 3 weekends ago, and we have cameras in here, and you can see, and my jaw was on the floor because I thought, my goodness, this is as busy as how the mornings used to be with the people on the roads. At what point do you think that people throw in the towel and say, you know what, this traffic is too much, and I'm going to go back to public transit, it's easier?
Well, you know, that remains to be seen, but I'm going to tell you, the Bay Area Council, which is it's a nonprofit sort of chamber of commerce group that has hundreds of employees, the top employers in San Francisco, did a survey of 205 of its members, and they found that 40% of the people, companies surveyed, said that going forward, after the pandemic's over, they only expect to have people in the office 3 days a week, average, all right? And only one out of five of the companies said that they were going to go back to a regular full 5 day a week or more schedule. So how does that translate? That means fewer people on BART and fewer people on the bridges and on the highways during work days, because they'll be staggered rather than 5 days, 3 days. So if they don't have to go back onto public transit, Margie, the fear is that they might not,
right?
That they might just find it more safe, and they might feel more comfortable just being in their cars. But the thing is, on the weekends, it's not like BART goes to the beach, so you still get in your car and get the traffic jam going there or going to do your shopping.
Phil, are these patterns unique to the Bay Area?
No, we're seeing this around, you know, the country a bit as the business and stuff goes back. We like our roads, we like our getting around, and we like our weekends. And if you've been to a national park recently, you really see it there.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.